Shalom to all. Today we're going to be Masechas Talmid, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Daled, Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is bringing Lord Beschos Asher Basrachol, Shishi Bezachar Vayin Rezivu Gahagon, Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue with the process of the Talmid, Nichsu Lishkas HaKelim. They went to the Lishka of the Kelim. This was a chamber, a room where all the Kelim Beis Mikdash were stored. Vayitzu Misham, Tishu Mushlosh HaKlei Chesu Chayzov. They took out 93 silver and gold Kelim to be used that day in the Beis Mikdash. Then Hishkas HaTalmid B'Kais Shalzov. They gave the lamb of the Talmid to drink from a cup of gold. According to some, it actually was a cup of gold. According to others, it was made out of copper, but it was extremely shiny, so it looked like gold. And the reason why they gave it to drink is so that it was easier to skin after Shechita. And Af Pishu Mavakar Be'erev, even though it was already checked from the evening to make sure it doesn't have any movement, Mavakar Nesoy La'aravukais, they would check it over once again by the light of the torches to make sure that it doesn't have any movement. On to Mishnah Hei Misha Zacha B'Tamid, whichever kind was Zaycha to Shech the Tamid, so Moshcha, he would pull it, V'Hoycha Beis Mitbachayim, he would go to the Beis Mitbachayim. In modern Hebrew, a Mitbach is a kitchen. This is an area in the Nazara, which was kind of like a kitchen. We're going to describe it in just a second. And Misha Zachu Be'Varim, whichever Kaihanim, this is a number of them, they were zeichet to carry the varim, so alchan achrav, they would go after the kain who was zeichet to do the shechita. Now we describe this area, besamit b'chaim ha'il tzfanish al-mizbeach. This besamit b'chaim was towards the north of the mizbeach, so when you walk into the azara, north is right, so this is to the right of the mizbeach, and va'alav, in this area, shmeid amudim nanasim, there was eight short pillars, they were made out of stone, urviyis shal erz al-gabayin, there was a block of cedar wood on top of them, va'unkliyis shal balaj al-hayukvun bahen, and there were iron hooks set into these blocks, ushlashis adar and there were three rows of hooks on each block, higher, middle, and lower. And what were these hooks for? This is where they would hang and flay, which means skin the animals. So any animal that was shechted would be hung from these hooks and then make it much easier to skin it and flay it. And then they were also processed on tables made out of marble that were in between these pillars. So we see that this was an area where you kind of do kitchen things. That's where they would skin the carbones. Then they would put them on these marble tables and clean out the insides. And even though the tables could have been made out of gold, the reason why they were specifically made out of marble is because it retains its coolness and that prevented the carbon from decaying or rotting. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Vav and Zayin. Continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.